Alright, what next? Do we need to set up
this one?
In the basement of a downtown building near Iowa City's pedestrian mall is Public Space One, a small space used for exhibitions, music shows, and theater ensembles like the new group Red Door Ensemble. Co-founder Josh Beadle started the group this spring with the mission of performing original work. Beadle says their shows will all take place in temporary performance places that seat less than 100.
We start here in smaller spaces, and when we start getting a large enough audience, we would love to grow up into a larger space.
The other co-founder of Red Door Ensemble is Carrie Keeler. Like Beadle, Keeler writes and acts in the ensemble's plays and says that moving from venue to venue isn't a hardship, but a creative advantage.
We don't have our own space, so we're nomadic. I think if we had our own space, we would feel more established, but I don't know, it can be kind of fun, too, to go to different places and create different atmospheres like this one.
Do we need some of the lighting? Yeah, okay.
With 9 active theater groups in the Iowa City area right now, it's hard for one group to survive long-term. Josh Beadle says he's committed to keeping Red Door Ensemble going by collaborating with the many existing ensembles in town when possible.
We're definitely invested in creating a long-standing group. One of the things that is great in this area right now is that there are so many theater groups, and right now there are groups starting to communicate more often. One of the good things is that some more co-productions will be created from that.
I'm not sure there are ever too many.
Alan McVeigh is the director of the Division of Performing Arts at the University of Iowa.
People get together to do plays. People come to see those plays once, and if the plays are good, they'll come back. And if they're not, they won't come back.
McVeigh says a lot of theater is already available from the university theater departments, let alone the amateur and professional ensembles in the area. But each group is sustainable if their work is consistently of a high quality.
You have to be good. People don't come over time unless the product's good. You might go to see your friend a couple times, but in the end, it's got to work.
3 years ago, Matt Falduto launched iowatheaterblogspot.com to cover the busy Iowa City and Cedar Rapids area theater scene. Falduto has been involved as a director, actor, or producer in over 50 productions over the last decade and says he understands the challenges of working in an area with such a high number of drama organizations.
Well, I think that it's possible to get more theater than you necessarily can fit in one area demographically for all of them to succeed. But I think that the important thing is for the different theaters to find their own niche.
Red Door's Josh Beadle agrees and says writing their own material is what the group is counting on to distinguish themselves from the other ensembles.
You never know if we'll stick around for sure, but our intent is we're going to stick around for a while, and eventually we'd like to have our own theater, our own black box theater.
Red Door Ensemble's first season has 6 productions this year. The next play, Postcards from the Post-Apocalypse, written by and starring Beadle, is about taming a zombie, and it will debut May 14th.
Overpower the zombie! And down!
In Iowa City, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.
You will die or become undead. You can't become undead.